And we're live. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ross.
And I'm Casey.
And Casey, I forgot to ask you earlier today, did you hear about how Disney and Netflix are actually boycotting the state of Georgia?
I did. And that's kind of like crazy to think about how these big, huge companies are boycotting a whole state over just one law. And Ross, that also brings a thought to mind. Isn't that where the Centennial Olympics were hosted?
Yeah, they were, in 1996. But this also reminds me of the time that President Carter, Jimmy Carter, who's actually alive today, believe it or not, boycotted the Olympics in the year 1980, where the shoulder pads were in style, the legs were warm, and the hair was big. Oh yes, the disastrous boycott of the 1980 Olympics held in Moscow, Russia.
Yeah, proposed by Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, who was famously known for dropping the atomic bombs and the Olympic boycott.
It's just crazy to think that these events took place over 40 years ago, and only one of them have relevance to today's society.
And which one would be irrelevant?
Well, Carter's boycott, of course.
But yeah, how did that whole disaster start again?
It all started when the Soviet Union decided to invade and keep their troops in Afghanistan during the Cold War.
Right. But why was the boycott so unsuccessful?
Because it just was not executed correctly by President Carter in order to better or worsen the Cold War.
How so?
You see, the Soviet Union would have pulled their troops out of Afghanistan regardless if the U.S. had boycotted the Olympics.
I remember hearing about that in my history class.
Yeah, basically if other nations did not comply with the U.S., it would just be an utter embarrassment and ultimately ineffective. So Casey, you said you heard something about this topic when you were in grade school. Can you maybe elaborate on what you might have heard?
Yeah, I can. I just pretty much remember like the whole thing being a big mess.
Now, what about it specifically? Do you remember about maybe the athletes or their reactions on the boycott?
Well, I remember this one athlete in particular, Gary Berkland, was unhappy because he would wake up and go out and run multiple miles per day. I think he said he ran about 17,000 miles since his appearance in the 1976 Olympic Games in preparation for the games that were supposed to be held in Moscow but ultimately got boycotted. And this was his life, and to have it all ruined by a small dispute between two countries is terrible.
Yeah, basically the boycott did really nothing to stop the Olympics from occurring and just ultimately caused distrust in the American athletes with their president and with their country.
So not only did the Olympic boycott waste the time of the athletes, it was also a waste of time for the countries that did participate in the Olympic Games.
Oh yeah, I remember reading in my textbook that the officials in Moscow were so one-sided towards the Soviet Union that they even helped them win gold in almost every event during the Olympic Games.
Yeah, didn't they win like 80 out of like 190 medals or something crazy like that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And like, what's crazy to think about, like at the time, like the top leading countries would only bring home like around like 25 medals, which like without like big competition and like powerhouses like the United States, it becomes easier to win and pad your stats.
In the world today, the modern day Olympic Games are basically a representation of countries putting their differences aside in order to have a friendly competition of sports between countries and to showcase their culture and ultimately have a great time.
Yeah, but the 1980 Olympics did a poor job of exemplifying how like the actual Olympics are meant to be played because of the differences between the United States and the Soviet Union.
Ultimately, I think the world should learn from this mistake and ultimately take action when needed in responsible ways.
Well, Ross, that about sums up the horrific boycott of the 1980 Olympics.
I would like to thank you all for tuning in and make sure to stop by next time.